Oh shit, it's time for Paluna Radio! What's going on, everybody? Look at those legs. I'm just driving around the neighborhood looking at joggers' legs of the females. What's up, everybody? How's it going? I hope y'all doing good. I'm doing okay. I'm a bit tired. Mr. Balloonauts has been working his ass off. I'm working too much, people. You know, it's like, I do like to work. I really do mean it. I enjoy working sometimes, you know. But, man, Mr. Balloonauts is getting tired. I work too much in my life. So, I think I just want to relax. But, I can't afford to relax, you know. You know, the way things go around here. If you want decent things in this country, you gotta work hard for it. I mean, I am an American citizen, which means I'm a free-range tax slave. It's funny when you think about it that way. I read that one time. Free-range tax slave. That is just the most amazing, dead-on description of me. That's for damn sure. God, I don't know. How y'all doing? Sorry. Hey, I'm doing all right, man. You know, it's been another weekend. I actually took the weekend off, which was amazing because they told us we're going to work every Saturday for the foreseeable future right now. It's not mandatory, but it is. It's like mandatory if, like, you know, nobody wants to come to work. Then somebody's got to come to work. It's like one of those deals. So, I mean, I don't. I mean, I care, but at the same time, that overtime, when you look at the overtime numbers, you know, it's like, this is what I'm getting paid for the hour? Okay, I'll sit here and do nothing, because that's the one thing with my overtime. It's mostly babysitting, so it ain't that bad, you know what I mean? It ain't that bad. But I am a bit tired this weekend. I took off. I did do a little bit of fishing, but we'll get into that a little bit later. You know, Mr. Fisherman over here. Mr. Balloonauts the Fisherman. Yeah, right. Fucking asshole. Can't catch fucking fish. You know, this is the first year that at this time of the year, I haven't caught a fish from surf casting. From the beach, from a dock. No, I gotta get on a fucking boat. Fucking asshole. Ugh. Ugh. Hold on. I want to take... Look at this asshole driving by himself with the fucking COVID mask on. And it's like the real one. You know, those big fucking N95 fucking covers. Oh my gosh, I want to throw an egg at him. I can't help myself. I get mad now at everybody because I just don't wear a mask no more. I just la 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 la. And it's like, oh, you took your shot. Oh yeah, the J&J one jab. I'm a real man. Just get this shit done with. I don't need two to spread them out like a pussy. One jab done. And people are like, all right! And then I'm like, you fucking losers. The only jab I've fucking involved in my life is when I'm jabbing my wife with my cock right in a cooter. That's it, man. That's the only jabbing that's going on in my fucking life. Mr. Balloonauts did something with a wife that he hasn't done in a while. Now, most husbands are going to be like, oh my God, I've done something I haven't done with my wife in a long time. Have sex. I'm like, ugh. I'm like... my wife fucking gets so much sex out of me that I'm fucking tired of sex. Like, I'm 44. I'm tired of sex, you know? I'm the old Jackie Robinson fucking number, and I'm fucking done. I'm done. I'm not, like, done forever because, you know, don't get me wrong. Like, I was just looking at those pair of legs, and I'm like, man, I'd lick those like a lollipop. But but even my wife, you know, she got them awesome legs and all that. You know, everything is nice on it. Damn, man, I'm just so fucking tired. She be fucking getting up on me like four times a week. At my age, I can't be doing it no more, you know? It's like sometimes it comes out a little mushy. Mr. Meaty's like, really? I'm fucking tired, bitch. You know, but Mrs. Balloonauts, you don't care, you know? So, but what I was saying, what I haven't done in a while was I went on a lunch date with Mrs. Balloonauts, which is awesome. I haven't done that in so long. And, you know how Mr. Balloonauts feels like. I feel bad because, first off, you know how I'm, like, crazy, right? So when I read a virologist. I'm practicing my English, yes, on the show. So when a award-winning, Nobel Peace Prize-winning guy says people are gonna die that take the vaccine, you know, 70% of the fucking people on the planet are gonna die because of the vaccine, you know, in 2 to 3 years, and there's nothing we could do about it. And it's like, man, I feel bad. So it's like, I'm just trying to make, just in case. Now, I don't 100% believe it, because that's just one guy, and he was part of a team. Yeah, he won a Nobel Peace Prize, but he was part of a team, you know? So maybe he was the crazy guy in the team. I don't know, you know? You always need that one crazy guy that's always looking at chaos theory, you know? You know, you're coming up with something, and, you know, you want to know what the worst happenings can happen, you know? So you need a guy like that. You know, obviously, even he, us, nobody knows, including the pharmaceutical companies that made these experimental drugs, no one knows what's going to happen because it's experimental. We won't know 1 year, 2 year, 3 years. We don't know. That's why it's an experimental shot, and that's why I'm not a guinea pig. I'm not no fucking lab rat. You can go suck my dick. It ain't happening. So, you know, I'll just watch everyone else. Maybe when I'm 70, 80, you know, and it's already been years of this. No, there's actually a better cure, better medicine for if you get COVID. And it's that the one that the orange man said last year, that everyone was like, oh, my God, he's such a fucking liar. Oh, my God. And, you know, and then it ends up being that the hydrochloroquine is the shit that will completely help you. So whatever. Anyway, you know, I'll get my hands on that shit if anything happens. Maybe if I'm old, we'll see. I don't believe in any fucking vaccines except for a couple. You know, there's a couple of them that really has helped humanity. And that's all it is, man. There's maybe three on Earth that you need, maybe. And the rest, go fuck your mother. You know, everything else is for fucking profit. So no thanks. So whatever. Anyway. So me and the wife, we went out on lunch date on Friday. And I was so happy because, like, we don't do that too often. Oh, my God. Tell me this boat dealership is finally closing. Oh, wow. It's been around since I moved to Long Island in 1985. It was one of those that I always looked at. Looks like they're closing. Holy shit, man. That sucks. I live on Long Island. People got money. Buy fucking boats. Shit. I'd buy a boat if I could afford it, but I can't. So that's because it costs too much to freaking maintain a boat. Oh, my gosh. It costs so much money. Yeah, I bought a boat. All right, good luck fucking spending another $5,000 a year on that fucking thing. Shit. All right. Yeah, so the wife and I, we went out on a lunch date. We went out to our favorite sushi spot for lunch. And we really didn't even eat sushi. We had like, you know, we just picked off items off the appetizers. I mean, it was like sushi bar stuff, type stuff, but you know. No, you don't know. But it was nice. You know, the wife and I, we ate, we laughed, we enjoyed each other's company. We had some awesome dessert. Oh, God, my God. All right, let me tell you something about dessert. Now, yeah, Mr. Blue Knots is now hovering at that 244, 245 pound mark as far as my weight goes. So it's nice, you know. So I'm like, you know what? I went a little bit overboard this week. So this weekend, I won't be surprised if I gained 5 pounds over the weekend, but you know, I'll drop them really quick. But there was this dessert. I don't know what you know about like Japanese freaking cuisine, but you know that tempura stuff, you know, that they fry that fry the stuff in. So they take bananas and they slice them and they tempura fry the bananas. They put a little bit of some drizzle on there. Relax, Lobo. It ain't dick drizzle. I know you're like getting all like, oh my God, some dick drizzle. No, it wasn't dick drizzle. It was like some kind of sweet friggin' drizzle. That's what I'm saying. Sweet drizzle from the dick. No, Lobo, relax. Damn, he needs to get laid. So they put this sweet, like almost like a honey drizzle on it, right? And then in the middle of the plate, because it's like one of those deep plates in the middle where you got like, I don't know, like a display around the sides, and then in the middle is deep, right? They put a fucking ice cream sundae with what is that stuff called? Oh, whipped cream and sprinkles. Now, Miss Blue Knots don't be getting down and dirty with no dessert like this normally. But You know, I figured it was the afternoon. I'm having lunch with the wife. Why not? And let me tell you something. That shit was amazing. Oh, my God. The best, one of the best desserts I've ever had. I mean, it was amazing. I couldn't get enough of it. You know, you scoop some of that sundae down and then you throw it on that banana and eat it all together. Fuck. My wife, Mrs. Balloonauts, does not like a lot of like bananas. She'll eat a banana here and there. You know what I mean? Like, you know, she'd rather be freaking, you know, deep-throating some fucking banana. But, you know, she don't be getting that. Nah, that's not true. She eats banana once in a while. But anyway. She don't be eating stuff like that. You know, it's like, give me some chocolate ice cream. Give me a brownie. Give me some chocolate cake. That's it. That's her desserts. So I was surprised that she got in on it. And she ate half of it, you know, which was awesome because I only wanted the half. I don't get me wrong. Mr. Fat fucking Fats over here wanted to eat it all by himself. But it was very nice that she partaked in it. Ugh, I can't even talk. But yeah. So it was nice, you know. It was that. Then Miss Balloona, she works on the weekends. So we don't have no family time on the weekends right now. So, you know, I just chilled with the kids. My little man, you know, it was awesome. I had a good time. And I did some relaxing. Saturday night, after Mr. Balloonauts took care of Mrs. Balloonauts, because, you know, Mrs. Balloonauts just can't get enough of that fucking dick right now. Like, I'm really tired, but, you know, whatever, you know, I'm not bitching and complaining. I'm tired from, you know, I don't know how many loads I could friggin' spew out on the weekend anymore. It was like 4 or 5 loads, man. Goddamn. It's like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know. But Mr. Meaty has been a champ, you know, so I got to give him, I got to give him some kind of, like, accolades. I got to give him some kind of awards. I don't know what kind of award you give your Pekka. I mean, I guess it's some strange pussy. But I don't have it in me. I don't got it in me. So, Mr. Meaty, you need to rest up, you know, take the rest of the week off. And, you know, I have to figure out something for him. Shit, can I cut this guy off? I'm cutting people off. All right, no, he slowed down. Good. I'm not really cutting someone off. So, yeah, so then what happened was... Actually, hold on. Because I know there's cops over here. Because I'm ready to take this hit. The first hits of the day. What kind is this? Oh, this is that Sherbert Lotto. Sherbert Lotto. Oh, my gosh. So, my guy, right? I got this connect. And, you know, he's trying to be legit. But he didn't realize how much New York State is fucking charging for the license. But whatever. Anyway, he's trying to, you know, he wants to be legit this time next year. So, you know, he's doing his thing. But it's funny. I like how people, when they take pride in their product and then they get, like, decorative sacks and bags and shit. Which, to me, at the end of the day, it's a waste of money. Just put it in a fucking plastic baggie. The cheaper, the better. Because that's like cutting into your profits. But whatever. You know, I'm not mad at it. He had, he has the Michael Jordan, these baggies, right? I get like a 1/4 ounce. He gets stuff a 1/2 ounce sometimes in them. But they're these big, long baggies. And he's got the Michael Jordan jersey 23 shirt. Like, that's what the baggies are. You know, it's really, really cool. When I saw it, I was like, oh, that's fucking cool. I really like this. And then he makes labels with, like, you know, it's like the Diaz Brothers Buds. Diaz Brothers Buds or some shit like that. And, you know, and then they print out the name on there and everything. It's really, really nice. Like, you know, they're really trying. But it's like, you know, I mean, not for nothing. Next year when New York has all the shops and shit, it's going to be expensive, you know, with the taxes and shit, especially in the beginning. So I'm going to be buying my weed off these guys for a while because I'm sure it's going to be cheaper for a little bit. But this Sherbert Lotto, what I like about it, it smells and tastes like sugar cane, like raw sugar. It's really, really weird. But, man, it's good. So we're going to start the day off with this right here. Yeah, man, it's so weird. It even tastes like, almost like sugar. Just not, I don't know. Jeez, I didn't even get that hit in for less than a second. Damn. All right, well, that didn't go as planned. All right, let's take another one. Fuck. So yeah, that Friday we had that date night. It was nice. It wasn't date night. It was date a lunch date. But like lunch dates is supposed to like, I don't know what lunch dates are anymore. I thought like you know you go have lunch, you know you go your merry way. But you know, women nowadays, you know, lunch dates, let's meet for coffee, that means let's fuck. So it's like, so Miss Balloonauts, you know, we had a nice lunch and everything, and I'm ready to go to work, you know, because I start work after lunch. I have that second shift. I start anytime I want to, but usually no later than 3:30. But sometimes I'll be coming in at like 1 o'clock, you know. I get paid by the hour, so you know, let me take advantage when I can. So, you know, I'm getting ready for work. You know, we got back home. I have to change to get back to work. And then Miss Balloonauts friggin' comes into the room, starts stripping, and friggin' gets down on Mr. Friggin' Meaty, wakes him up. And, oh, so it was a really good lunch date. And then I went to work really tired. I wasn't, like, tired, like, I'm sleepy tired. I'm just like... You know, when you hit that Jackie Robinson fucking number age, you know, when you hit that double fours, it takes a lot of energy out of you, you know? It takes a lot of energy, especially me, you know? I've been spewing fucking nuts for fucking how long? Let's see, if I'm 44, for at least 30 fucking years. At least 30 years on the regular, because I've been a savage all my fucking life. You know, once I had that feeling of nutting, I never stopped. I never stopped. Mr. Balloonauts fucking... I mean, I've been a womanizer since I was like 6 or 7 years old. I'm not even fucking playing. I've been a creep since I was young. I can't remember when I have not been a creep. I remember always looking at friggin' women, looking at titties, at an ass, looking at females my age walking around all the time, be like, wow, she's cute. And then, you know, when you get to those, to that age when you're like in fifth or sixth grade, and then women start developing, and then you're really like, oh my god, I've been a creep, I've been a fucking monster, I've been a sexual deviant for a very long time. So I'd be fucking nutter buttering all the time, man. Like, I don't even know how it fucking still makes jizz. Like, I don't know how the fucking, the machine down there still works. Like, it should be exhausted. Like, I got more fucking nut juice, more banana juice than the fucking, than there's oil wells. There's oil wells that get friggin' tapped out faster than fucking Mr. Meaty's friggin' banana juice well and shit. Like, for real. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. There's times that Listen, even if I'm not fucking getting head, then I'm jerking off. Like, at least almost every day. For 30 years. At least on the average 5 to 6 times a week. If not more. Because, you know, I would have to get a nut in and then have to bang something or get friggin' sucked off. Something. Something. If not, then I have to friggin' get it out. I have to get the poison out. My body makes so much fucking poison that I'm constantly fucking tapping the well to fucking release the poison. I don't get it. I'm too old for this shit. I'm too old for this shit. I'm gonna fucking confess something right now. Because sometimes, my listeners, you're my therapists. Because I don't believe fucking going to therapists and shit. You're going to be all judgy and shit. Like the one time I went to the fucking therapist. And he's like, oh, I think you should quit smoking weed. And I'm like, why? He's like, well, you know, it's a Schedule 1 fucking drug. And then that's where I shut him off. Right after that. I'm just like, oh, fucking God. And then the guy is all about anti-drug shit and all that. Which is fine. It's great. You know, it's the same thing with fucking drinking alcohol all the time. I guess you shouldn't be fucking doing it. I mean, I can't be drinking alcohol all the time. I hate that fucking feeling. I hate not feeling like up. You know, you have a couple of fucking shots. It's okay. That third, fourth fucking shot, add a couple of beers, and, you know, now you start, you know, getting getting a little sloppy, you know. And Mr. Balloon Eyes don't like being sloppy. You know, like, I'd get a buzz, but no one would ever know. And that's where I would stop. You know, I was very, very rarely have I been, like, drunk off my ass in my life. I did it young, when I was learning the ropes and shit. Mr. Balloon Eyes did a lot of dumb things that he shouldn't have, as far as drinking and driving, shit like that. Like, I just don't know. I mean, I've said stories before, you know, how, like, I even had cops pull me over, you know, and they, like, noticed because it was my mom's car. And they're like, hey, Mr. Balloon Eyes, what are you doing out here? You know, and I'm all like, you know, oh, nothing, Officer Jim. And then he's like, why does it smell real bad in here? And he puts the flashlight on my eyes. And he's like, oh, no. And I'm like, honestly, I probably got my junior's license at this time. I shouldn't even be fucking driving at 2 o'clock in the morning, and especially not drunk. And Officer Jim is like, okay, well, you know, boys will be boys. He's like, I'm going to give you an escort home. Just follow the blinking lights, and don't crash. Don't make me regret this. And this is why Mr. Balloon Nuts has some love and some respect for the fucking police. I mean, I do have family that are police, that I have said it, but, like, really, fuck the police. Because, but I can't say that. How can I say that when they have favored me for so long? I could have been in deep shit on my record many of times. But I've always been like, you know, cops be like, oh, no big deal. Oh, don't worry about it. They tussle my hair. They tussle my beautiful hair, my blonde hair when I was young. My, oh, how cute, you know. Oh, get out of here, kid. Scram. You know, go find someplace else. Okay, officer. So that's why I have a heart when it comes to police, you know. But nobody likes bad police. No one likes scumbags. I don't like shit people, and unfortunately shit people also become cops, and those cops are shitty, you know what I mean? But there are good ones out there, so that's why it's like, fuck, you know. I can't say totally fuck the police, but guess what, go fuck the fucking police, go fuck yourself. Ugh. Except for the ones that I like Officer Jim, my brother-in-law, you know, my uncle. Those people, all right, they were nice. I don't know. My uncle could have been a fucking scumbag. He probably, actually, my uncle looked like the one, he looked like the type, you know, because he always did carry that club, you know. You know what we used to call it back in the day? The nigger beaters. That's what they called them. I'm not joking. I had a friend, I might have mentioned, like, the Twin Towers. They were two brothers, only, like, 2 years off, and they were fucking 6'5". One was 6'4", the other one was 6'5". The Twin Towers and shit. You know, like you put them in basketball, you know, Al-Qaeda wasn't taking down fucking the Twin Towers, okay? I mean, you know, I know it's skeptic, whatever, whoever took down the towers, whatever. I'm not getting into that. This is not the wake and bake in the morning. But, you know, the Twin Towers, they were awesome. So the father, he worked in the city. And he would always take the train in and everything. And he was on the train. Thank God that he was lucky that he wasn't in the same train cart as the Ferguson. It was the Ferguson, the Long Island Railroad Ferguson shooting, 1993. Hey, it's one of those rarities. It was a black fucking guy doing the spraying and trying to kill. I think he killed like 16 people and injured another 32. And It wasn't a rifle. He was doing that shit with, like, a fucking handgun. Colin Ferguson, that was his name. So if you can look that shit up. Colin Ferguson, Long Island Railroad shooting, 1993. I remember that shit. You know, it was, you know, this is my, you know, it happened right over here, right by me, too. But the Twin Towers' father was on that train. He heard the shots, all that shit. But thankfully, he was, like, four cars away. He was very far away in regards to, you know, the shooting and shit. Because when the Ferguson was shooting, it did go into the next cars and did hit other people. So, yeah, that was a fucked up situation. And I believe that fucking guy is still alive. You know, he did, like, you know, 300 years. And I think he's in the 60s and he's still alive, that fucking cocksucker. But anyway, so after that, the Twin Towers' father, you know, he's like, fuck that shit. Now, I don't know, you know the saying, you don't bring a friggin' a knife to a gunfight. You don't bring a fucking nightstick or a club, one of those battering clubs, to a fucking gunfight either. But it's something. He's like, you know, I mean, that's a rarity. That shit probably won't ever happen again, but you never know. He's like, I always see crazy people on the train. You just never know. So I got myself this nigga beater. And that's what people call them. And that's what the cops called their friggin' nightsticks, those clubs that they had. They call them nigga beaters. It's messed up. I am not condoning it. I'm just telling you what it was called back in the day. And the cops called it that. And then the people that carried them also called them that. Hence, the friggin' Twin Towers father, you know? That's fucking... Now, as you're young, you just laugh. And even now, I fucking laugh. But, you know, I know that's a sensitive fucking subject for people. Oh, my God! He said the N-word multiple times! We gotta cancel him! He's so racist! Yeah, I'm fucking racist. I'm so racist while I'm looking at that black ass walking by, and I just wanna fucking bite it. Look at that shit. It shakes so nice. Oh, God bless you, lady. God bless you. Oh, what an ass. Yeah, I'm so fucking racist. I'm trying to look at her fucking front, but I can't tell. Can't tell if she's stacked in the front, too. Ugh. Ugh. All right, anyway. It's just funny because that's what it was called, right? why did that come up? I don't know. I know I was trying to say something before. I was trying to make a confession. I don't know what any of my points was. Huh. I don't know any of my points. I know, you know, fuck the police, except the ones that I love and that has let me go. you know, thank you for being racist, because I know if I was black, dark-skinned, or looked like a scumbag, I would have had a lot more problems on my hands. But instead, I got the hair tussle and be like, oh, go ahead, kid. Scram. Don't make me regret letting you go. Oh, thanks, officer, you asshole. Meanwhile, I ain't doing shit. So what was I talking about, though? It was about fucking... Oh, the psychiatrist. He was like... he was telling me I should quit the fucking weed, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, why? You know, maybe, okay, I could slow down. I understand that. But, like, oh, it's a Schedule 1 drug, first off. Fuck you. Done. That's where I just tuned it off. And I'm like, nope, people be just putting their own personal fucking shit on people. Fuck that. So that's why you people are my psychiatrists, my psychologists, and everything else. Because I could talk myself through it. Because I know hundreds of people are fucking listening. All right. Let's not get ahead of myself. Hundreds? Okay, maybe about 100. You know, it's dipped down back into the double digits over the last couple of weeks. So, you know, let's calm down there, Mr. Blue Nuts, with the hundreds. But, you know, there's more than a couple of dozen people listening to this. So I feel like you could be my psychiatrist, my psychologist. So look at this cocksucker. Get right in front of me and then go slow. What a dick. What a dick. Come on, lady. Come on. Hurry up. Go hurry up and suck some dick like, you know, like your life depends on it. Go faster, faster. There you go. Nice. Thank God. I didn't want to hit the brakes and shit on this friggin' long-ass road that everyone could go 50 on. So, what I'm trying not to say is that I have a problem. We all know I got a problem. Which problem is this one, Mr. Blue Knot? Oh, yeah. Well, this one is, my addiction to getting the fucking poison out of my fucking nutsack. So, let's see. I fucked Friday afternoon. I fucked Friday night. Saturday, I got friggin'... I got a blowjob and fucking nutted in the mouth, which that's awesome because that doesn't happen too often with my wife. And my wife said there was so much. She don't understand how there was so much because you already friggin' went off. Oh, I forgot Thursday was ladies' night. Holy shit, Thursday was ladies' night. So Thursday I fucked. Friday I fucked twice. Saturday, friggin' I friggin' blew the friggin' load in her mouth, and she swallowed some, which that doesn't happen. And she was like, ugh, ugh, ugh. She's like, oh, there's so much. Why is there so much? Why? Like, she's like, this is impossible. Why is there more today than over the last 2 days? It makes no sense. That's what I'm saying. I have got a problem, you know, it's these fucking Latin nuts, these Latin magical fucking nuts and shit. So that was Saturday. Saturday night, I did a fishing trip on a boat with my friends. I'll get into that a little bit later. Sunday, which was yesterday, because I'm recording this on Monday. Who knows when I'm going to release it, though. But I hope this week, because I don't think... Did I release anything last week? I don't know. I know I'd, like, put one in the middle just to friggin' offset, because I'm fucking tired. I got nothing for you people. So I needed to build up some content and shit. So Sunday, which was last night, we had the fire pit, and I was done. Yesterday, my wife's like... Like, when she got home from work, she was looking at me, and she's like, are you sad? Are you okay? You look exhausted. Like, go take a nap. Like, she was just concerned. She was like, generally, is there something wrong? And I'm like, no, there's nothing wrong. I guess I'm exhausted. I don't know. Because I was just out of it yesterday. Yesterday was the first time I haven't left the house all day in many, many months, like, including COVID. There was time, I always left. Let me go get a fucking coffee. Let me go get something. Let me go see if there's dead bodies fucking piling up on the streets. Something. I was running my business. I was working. I was doing a lot of shit during the COVID fucking times. All right? During the fucking scam times, right? I don't want to talk about it. So, I was always out. Yesterday, maybe this is the second time over the last year. Maybe two times over 1 year period that I didn't leave the house once. Once, as far as get in my car, leave my driveway, or even walk down the street, nothing. I stayed in my house. I stayed on my, like, I mowed my lawn and all that shit, but I didn't leave. I didn't have a coffee yesterday. Zero coffee. And that's a big friggin' deal, too. So it's like, you know, like, wow. Yes, I know. Wow, wow. I've been drinking coffee every day since I was, like, 18. Like, every day, you know, even when I go on vacation, I'll go get me some espresso shots and shit, something. I need me some fucking coffee and shit. So, on to the confessional. I feel like I'm friggin' in church and Catholic church and shit, saying confession and shit. So, last night, you know, I perked up a little bit. I had a couple of beers with the wife. We had a fire pit. The wife freaking comes out all naked again, and, you know, It took a lot of work last night to get Mr. Meaty up. Mr. Meaty was like, you know, and like, you know, in the Marvel movies when the Hulk didn't want to come out of Steve Bannon, and he's like, come on, Hulk, come on, what are you doing to me? Well, that was me to Mr. Meaty. I was like, ah, what are you doing? And Mr. Meaty's like, no! He would get a little bit of chub. The fucking helmet would get a little bit swollen, and he'd be like, no! And then go away. Oh, it was a lot of work. So I had to do a lot of work on Mrs. Balloon Knots. But finally, I coerced friggin', well, she coerced friggin' Mr. Meaty to come out. And, you know, and then boom, did it again. So that's like five times in 3 days. And then guess what? Fucking the guy with the fucking problem does in the morning. This morning I'm up. Mrs. Balloon Knots is not home. You know, I was up a little late, so I got up, whatever time I got up, I guess I got up at 9. That's about the time I get up over this past year, because, you know, I work fucking late, you know what I mean? So, I get up 9:30, nobody's home, and I'm fucking tired, you know, like I said, you know, how much fucking banana juice is in the tank? I don't fucking know. So, but what do I fucking do? I don't know. I get on the Twitter. Well, first I check my freaking portfolios. Be like, oh, okay. It's going back up. Great. I'm almost back at my initial investment from fucking January. Oh, ho, ho, ho. So, then I go on Twitter. Nothing really going on. Thank you. You know, thank the Lord. Because I am taking a lot of things off of my friggin' Twitter because I'm fucking done. I'm done with a lot of shit. So, but, you know, still, though, I'm looking. And then as I'm looking, bikini shots come up, and then there I go. I friggin', and I don't do it too often, but then, you know, a little bit of the porno comes on, you know, some sexy shit's going on, and then I'm fucking whacking my fucking bag again. I'm just like, I can't believe this. I'm so fucking tired, and I don't even like doing that shit in the day, because then I lose my energy for the whole fucking day. But there I am, like a fucking savage, like a fucking addict. I'm a fucking addicted. It fucking sucks. It really fucking sucks. So, I have a problem. I have a problem. I had to fucking do that this morning. Why?
So much poison built up in my fucking nutsacks.
It's fucking ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It did so much fucking work that I just feel like, I mean, one thing, I feel light. I feel light. So, okay. I definitely drained the balls. But it's like, you know, what the fuck? Like, even Mr. Meaty, he's really shriveled right now. Like, it's pathetic. Like if someone pulled down my pants right now, someone would think I have a micro dick right now. That's how, he's just like, nope, nothing. He's just fucking tired and shit. You know? I mean, like, ugh. Like, I don't even know how that fucking works because it's a grower, not a shower, you know? Like, it grows four times the size than it is right now. Like, it just makes no fucking sense right now what's going on. But it makes no sense because I'm a fucking savage. Like, why do I need to do all of that? Like, why? Why did I have to do all that? It makes no sense. It makes no sense. There was no need for me to friggin'. But there I am again. Like, oh my God. Like, I don't get enough. It's fucking crazy. It's fucking nuts. All right, give me a second. I gotta get me something, son. Be right back. All right, I'm back. It's always nice. See, like I have a problem. I was just looking at, like, she's such a firecracker. She has such a freaking nice little body. Oh, my gosh. And she has that, she's from Italy, so she has that Italian accent. She's just, like, Italian. Oh, you know, my track record with Italian women, you know, love them so much that I marry them. So, you know, them, imagine, them. Oh, my God, I'd be dead right now. For sure, I'd be dead if it was them. It's like if I, it's like them and Puerto Rican chicks, watch out. You gotta watch yourself. Fuck. Alright, so anywho. So, my weekend. So, Saturday night. You know, the fisherman that Mr. Balloonauts is. I'm just a professional fisherman. You know? Hold on. Oh, my God. Whew. I like short shorts. I got a fucking problem, people. So the fisherman, the professional fisherman that I am, you know. Hold on, I really got to take a hit. I really need it. I'm losing my mind here. Sherbert Lotto, for those of you. Not a sponsor. Diaz Brothers, not a sponsor. You cannot get it from them. I bought it. And you gotta be part of the exclusive club to get it from these guys, alright? So, this is not a sponsor. I don't want to hear it. Don't be pulling my fucking shows. Fucking all you fucking dumb platforms. Actually, I might have found out exactly what it was, but that's not what we're talking right now. Okay. Actually, I could talk about it on the Wake and Bake in the Morning because it's like, makes more sense. Okay. Alright, anyway. The professional fisherman that I am, I couldn't take it. Me not catching fish off the beach. I haven't gone the last 2 weeks because I had to do a oil change on my car. The last time I went out, I got stuck in the sand, had to get pulled out. I put a lot of wear and tear on the motor, I believe, trying to get out of the sand. So I'm not going to do anything crazy until I do my oil change. I did my oil change this weekend. I went and bought ramps. I bought some ramps. Even though Mr. Balloonauts has state-of-the-art friggin' jacks, you know, pump jack, a hydraulic pump jack, I got a state-of-the-art one. I have one that I'll never use it at capacity. You know, I got the best of the best. And then I got jack stands. I got the best of the best, you know? But, like, I don't want to do all that work for doing the oil change. So, and Mr. Balloonauts, you know, why even deal with it, just go get it done by somebody. It's like $20-25 normally for shit oil. But Mr. Balloonauts wants to put in that Mobil 1 oil, that high mileage Mobil 1 oil. And when you get people to do that, you're talking between like $75 to $120 for the Mobil 1 friggin' oil changer. So I'm just like, no, I'm gonna do it for myself. AutoZone's had a special, get the Mobil 1 with the life extended STP oil filter. I usually use Fram oil filters because, I mean, they are awesome, but there's a soft spot there. My uncle friggin' worked for Fram back in the day when they were still in New England in the 70s and 80s, and then when they moved in the 90s to Mexico, he spent like 6 months over there in Mexico, like teaching and everything, and then he retired, like teaching everyone how to do his job and how to do their jobs and all that shit, you know? He was a big deal. He worked in Fram forever. Like, you know, that was his like job forever when he moved to United States from Portugal. So it was his only place of employment, which I think is amazing. You know, he spent like almost 30 years there and shit. So whatever it was a damn long time. So anyway, it was a special Mobil 1 extended life, friggin' high mileage oil, whatever one that I like. I got the STP oil filter and it was like $33 with tax, $35, $37, whatever it was, right? So I saved myself so much money. But the thing is that, you know, I saved money. I was like, well, if I'm going to do my oil change, because I want to show my son how to do an oil change. You know, like, my kid can't even fucking change a tire. He's 22 fucking years old. Can't fucking change a tire. What the fuck, you know? Like, that's my failure. I failed him. I mean, I didn't know I had to teach him because, you know, my father didn't teach me anything about cars. I just figured things out. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know what it is. I just know how to do things, you know? I must have downloaded a lot of knowledge from the fucking Matrix friggin' computer and shit. I don't know. Because, like, I just do things. Like, no one ever taught me how to change a fucking tire. I just change fucking tires. And, yeah, there's little nuances and little things that you learn from other people as time goes on. But I would never get stuck, you know? Like, I would break down and be like, oh, look, fucking spark plug wire is fucking loose over here. Oh, look, it's friggin', I'm overheating. Oh, turn on the fucking heat and let's go slow until I can get to somewhere. You know, like, I don't know. I just figure stupid shit out. I don't know. So anyway, I'm like, oh, I'm going to do my oil change. It's nice. I'm going to go buy ramps, $60 fucking ramps now. Oh, they go saving fucking money. But now I'll do it forever because the ramps make it way fucking easy. You just drive up, bing, boom, take off the plug, take off the filter, drain everything. Well, drain everything, then take off the filter, and then, you know, filter, drain plug, fill it with fucking oil. My car takes 4.8, even though it's six cylinder, it takes just under five quarts of oil, which to me was a surprise. I thought it would take six. This is why I'm stuck in the past, because, like, back in the day, if it's an eight cylinder car, it takes eight fucking gallons, eight quarts of oil. If it's a single six cylinder, it takes six. A four takes a four. Like, that's just the way it was. But now, that's not how it is. So you really got to pay attention, you know, because I've blew gaskets on the little car plenty of times. Like, on my little car, you know, I have four quarts, and it costs for 3.7. Oh, but the oil filter takes a little bit, right? And then, or I just don't measure right. I don't know. I'm fucking a dick sometimes. And then there goes the gaskets. And then, you know, it's either $300 for them to do it, or depending on the car, I could do the gaskets myself. And when I say depending on the car, depends on how much shit I got to take out. If it's going to take me more than an hour, I don't even want to deal with it. I don't want to deal with it unless I have nothing but time. Ugh. Because if you got to take out more than like just the cover and then the gasket covers and shit like that, if there's a lot more other shit going on, forget about it. There is just, now I gotta go get more tools and this, and then I get pissed, forget it. You know, on the little car, I could do the gaskets. I've done it once or twice myself. It's not bad, but whatever. Anyway, I did my oil change and shit finally. But that's why, you know, I didn't go fishing on the beach or nothing like that. You know, I was just like, you know what, I need to catch a fish. I've already been fishing almost a dozen times this season, and I haven't caught fucking jack shit dick. I got one bite and maybe one little tug. That's it. So I was getting depressed. So my buddies are going out on the charter boat, and I'm like, all right, it's at night too, so it works out. Be back by 5. I can get like 4 or 5 hours sleep, wake up, and start my Sunday. Okay, that's fine. It's like another regular work day and shit for me. Let's go. So I go out. Now, it's been calm waters. But of course, on Saturday night, it's not calm fucking waters. I haven't been out on a boat in years. It's been at least 3-4 years. I haven't, you know, really, I don't talk with my pops anymore, and the boat's over there, this, this, and that, whatever. It's a big boat. Have I been on a ferry? I've been on a ferry, but you don't get sick on ferries. Okay, so it's a, you know, it's a charter boat. So, okay, whatever. So, this is deja vu all over again. I've lived this fucking, I've had this friggin' boat ride before. So, we get on the boat. And I happened to know the fucking captain, which was fucking crazy, because I don't know many people. Like, Mr. Balloonauts gets to the point where, like, I'm the worst friend. I'm the worst friend. But I only say that because, well, no, I'm not the worst friend. I'm a great friend. But the thing is that, like, friendship goes two ways. Like, if I'm the one that's always reaching out and shit like that, then it's like, oh, okay. I guess you really don't want to be fucking friends or hang out with me or whatever. Whatever the case is. So, and that goes two ways. I'm sure I do that to plenty of people too. So whatever. Anyway, I was just surprised that I knew the captain. I knew him from fucking over 20 years ago. And we used to hang out all the time. We played hockey together. You know, it was like, wow, you know, it was like, you know, this guy, he was really good. He was really good. He wasn't like flashy good. He was just by force really good. You know, he just had the touch, had the shot, could do basic moves on, out there on the ice. And even on deck hockey, because I played a lot of deck hockey with him. He was on a lot of my teams. We were on teams together, like three different teams. Deck hockey, roller hockey, and ice hockey. And we played a couple of deck hockey teams together and some tournaments. You know, he was older than me by a year or two, and he hung out with the Twin Towers. That's how I knew him. And but the Twin Towers wasn't on our team. They were good, but they weren't that good, you know. But this guy, he was good, you know, and I was a great goalie. So, and I played good defense. There were some times that I just couldn't, you know. The backup goalie was really, really good. Actually, the backup goalie was better than me in ice hockey. In ice hockey, he was just a better ice. In ice, he was better than me, but he played for other teams. And then on deck and roller, for some reason, you know, he wasn't as good. It didn't translate. But there was times like, oh, I want to play net. And, you know, and I wanted to get out there and get some anger out. I wanted to go bash some fucking skulls. I wanted to friggin' cross-check people into the fucking boards. I wanted to friggin' shoulder friggin' knock out people into the ground. And fucking, you know, I just wanted to do some hitting. Sometimes you just had to, do it, you know. And I played good defense that way, because I would go out there and it was like, uh-oh. It's like throwing a bowling ball in the middle of fucking of a crowd and shit. It's like, uh-oh, because that's just the way I played. And I was nice, you know. I was ugly nice, as far as with the stick, you know. I was nice, but it wasn't pretty. But I got fucking shit done. So anyway, enough of blowing smoke up my ass. So I knew the captain. I was like, oh shit, you know, like I knew he was a he always wanted to captain boats. Like, that's what he wanted to do. And there he is. He's a captain of a boat, you know. And I couldn't believe it. You know, we're talking, blah blah blah. And then I'm like, yeah, I'll talk to you later. He's like, yeah, when we anchor and stuff, you know, I'll come find you. I'm like, all right, great. So we get going, and you know, and there's some yentas out there. Ugh, you know, like some women are like, why? We're on a charter boat. And there's a couple of women out there, and some, like, one was, like, dressed really, really nice. Like, you ain't dressed for fucking fishing. You shouldn't be anywhere near us. So, whatever. Now, this charter boat has also a bar, has, like, food, you know, shit like that. Okay. Like, it's one of those nice ones, you know. You get these over here in Long Island, you know. They do moonlighting and fucking fishing and shit. You know, it's great. Not at the same time, but, you know, whatever. Anyway, I've lived this fucking fishing trip before. I've lived this. I've done this before, and it happened fucking again. It was like deja vu, just with different people. So we're getting out there, and we're doing fishing, not like local. We're going out to the shipwrecks. There's a couple of shipwrecks, and it's fucking gnarly, man. It is so fucking cool. You get out there, they turn on the lights, and you see the shipwreck. And it's fucking spooky and shit. But then you see lots of fish are swimming around and shit. You see them hitting your friggin' lines and shit. It's really awesome. But it's kind of eerie at times, you know. Especially last night, a couple of nights ago, it was like bad out, blah, blah, blah. But we're going not reef fishing. We're going shipwreck fucking fishing. All right, cool. Which I love. I love that shit. So, you know. We go out, and it's a bumpy ride, and the fucking, one of the fucking chicks, I mean, at first they're all blah, 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 whatever they are, you know, it's just, what a turnoff with their fucking nonsense talking, oh my god, blah, 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 and I'm just getting angry and shit, you know, because I just want to be like, wake up, you sheep, but, you know, whatever, I have to calm myself. You know, no one's wearing masks, ain't none of that shit. Like, you know, it's like normalness, except for them making it not normal. And I'm just like, fuck, man, just fucking whip your fucking, take your tits out and shut up, or fucking go in the back and fucking do something else. Like, I just can't fucking take it, you know? So, but whatever, so I go outside talking to my friends, friggin', you know, one of them whips out a cigar, so, you know, we're having a good time. Lady goes into the bathroom, and the bathroom's not from the inside, it's from the outside. She goes in, and she's puking. I've lived this fucking fishing trip before. Now, I don't got my sea legs under me. I'm going to admit it. It is what it is. You know, like, I'm getting queasy just thinking about it. I haven't eaten shit today. I've had a little coffee, a little too sweet. This bitch fucking put some sweetener in there that I don't want, so I got to get another coffee. But anyway, you know, even on that Saturday, I had lunch. What did I eat? I made turkey club sandwiches for my boys, and I'm like, fuck, the bacon smells good. The turkey sandwich, you know, I'm using some high-quality fucking meats and this and that. I'm like, fuck it. I'm making me one. I just won't have dinner because I already know, you know, I already know I'm going to go out fishing and shit because I need to catch a fish. So, this fucking, and she was busty, don't get me wrong, you know, like I was hoping, you know, she'd come out and her tips were flopping around, you know, let me get a little fucking cleavage to look at, you know, something to make up for your fucking babbling fucking mouth, right? Nope. The door swings open. Deja vu, she's puking. Thank God it wasn't shrimp fucking cocktail like fucking all those years ago. But she was puking, probably just alcohol, probably some guy's cum, you know, something. And that was it. I fucking got queasy. My eyes started watering. My mouth started watering. And I go to the other side of the fucking boat because we're still on our way out. And it's a rocking. And my friend starts laughing at me. You know, I got the cigar in my hand. He's like, smoke the cigar. It's going to help. It'll dry it out. I'm like your mom's fucking box is dry. It's not bleh. It's not going to bleh work. So I'm trying to get the cigar and bleh. And he's laughing at me. I'm like, fuck you and your mother too. And I go to the other side of the boat. And I start friggin' dry heaving. You know, like, at that point, I haven't eaten in like 8 or 9 hours, so there ain't nothing there. There was just some little bit of shit coming out. I drank water, maybe a beer. Yeah, I had a beer when I was changing the oil that day on Saturday. That was it, man. And that was, it ruined my day. It ruined the fishing trip because at that point, I didn't want to do dick. You know, I didn't want to see that lady's cleavage. I hope someone threw her over fucking board, you know, for a swim. Catch her after. I'm not saying, you know, fucking loser. They make her. No, no, no. Maybe put her on a fucking lifeboat and fucking send her ashore. Say, aim for the fucking lights. Goodbye. And take a Yenta friend with you. Both of you. Which one of you can drive? Okay, you steer the fucking little life raft that way. And that's it. See you later, bitch. But no. No, 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 no. So at that point, you know, he stops, you know, they stop over the wreck. They're not anchoring over the wreck, you know, they're just staying over that spot, you know, with the engines, the forward and backward engines and shit. Okay, whatever. So,
they start dropping line, and I'm like, I'm ready to drop line, but I'm still very fucking queasy. I'm still very, like, sickish and shit, and I'm annoyed. I'm pissed off. I fucking hate it. Like, go back to the fucking rules. No women on the fucking boat unless you are fucking really going to fish and shit. Like, if you're really going to fish, guess what? You ain't going out there dressed nice, okay? Because fishermen don't dress nice to go fucking fishing, all right? Like, I wasn't mad. There was a few other broads on the fucking boat, and guess what? I wasn't mad at them. I wasn't mad at them. They weren't being blah, 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 tits, tits, tits. And that's all I see. You know what I mean? The other two, you know, they're there for fishing. You know, they got their fucking, they're dressing in some, like, over fucking sized clothes, so you don't see no figure, no nothing. All right? Good. And I'm not saying that that's what needs to happen. I'm just saying, look like you're going to fish. I don't care. If you got some cute fishing outfit, that's great. It's a fishing outfit. Great. No, these ladies were not. Those two, they were not. Yeah, send them fucking overboard. Fuck that. So anyway, yeah, I mean. So anyway, I'm annoyed, you know. So I'm like kind of walking around in the cabin and shit. And I'm on the top cabin, you know, trying to get some fresh air to not look at the sides fucking swaying and shit. Because I'm convinced I'm going to friggin' get over there and I'm going to, you know, go fishing and shit. You know, I got to catch a fish, you know. And I hear my buddies. You know, there's other people, but I hear them, you know, because I recognize their voices. So my ears are tuning into them and they're having a good time. One of them is like, oh, where's Mr. Balloonot, you know. Oh, that fucking faggot, you know, can't hold his fucking water and shit because a girl friggin' is puking. And, you know, one of them was with me years ago, and they're telling him the deja vu fucking story, basically, of, you know, the door fucking opens and ladies friggin' chunking friggin' shrimp cocktail out her fucking mouth and shit. It was just, like, pouring. And I wasn't the only one that got sick. Like, you know, he was saying how he got sick and how... And I remember seeing it. Like, he was reeling in a fish while puking. He was basically puking on the fish while he's reeling it up. Because he's like, fuck that. I spent money. And he grew up very poor. So, you know, I spent money. I'm going to fucking get my money's worth. And I'm just like, oh, well, fuck it. Waste of money for me. So that's now where I'm at right now. You know? I'm like, fuck. So the guy I used to play hockey with, the captain, you know, he sees me. And he's like, hey, come in. You know, come into the wheelhouse. You know? And I'm just like, oh, okay. He's like, yeah, for some reason, you know, you're not sick here. You know, it's got like the perfect center of gravity or whatever. And it's not the perfect center of gravity on a boat. It's not, you know, because that's where it tips more. But for some reason, you know, I guess because you see all the friggin' the gadgets and, you know, whatever, you know, the radar and all the fucking, all the buttons and shit. You know, I love it. You know, he's got friggin' clean AC air in there. It's all nice, you know. So I kind of spent the whole fucking trip in there, kind of up in there, like while people are fishing, I was up there. So guess what? I caught zero fucking fishes for the year. It's funny. I still tipped everybody because that's what you do, even though they did nothing for me. And the captain was like, you know, he told me the next time it's on him. He's like, you come next time, you know. You know, because he knows I'm going to friggin' tip everyone anyway, so it's going to pay for itself. But he's like, next time it's on me. He's like, and, you know, you can sit up here with me until we get there. I'm like, oh, that's very nice, you know, because, you know, we were having a good time, you know. Like, I wasn't really pukey anymore. I wasn't really sick and shit. I was drinking a black coffee, some nasty-ass fucking coffee, but it was fresh-brewed, nasty fucking coffee. But, you know, I had a little bit of sugar with it because I actually needed it because it really sucked. Whoever made it did not know their water to friggin' coffee grind ratio at all. You know, I guess that's how the captain likes it. God damn, you must have fucking balls of steel for fucking drinking shit like this because damn. So whatever, that was my trip, man. I caught zero fucking fish. Deja vu, friggin' bitch friggin' be opening the friggin'... No, she didn't open the door. The door swung open on its own, and there she is puking. And then all I could think about... And, you know, I got more sick because, boom, I started thinking about, you know, years ago, because the other lady's puking up friggin' shrimp cocktail and shit, like... nuggets of friggin', like, she deep throat fucking shrimp and shit. It came up whole. Like, how do you not fucking chew? Like, you're a woman. Women chew, right? No, she must have been thinking of all the deep fucking throating she was gonna do. So, I don't fucking know, right? And it was just, you know, if you put a fucking cup there, it would have been a whole friggin' whole shrimp cocktail fucking appetizer there. It was disgusting. So that's all I was thinking about. So when this happened here, you know, I'm trying not to look, and I heard my friend, and I'm looking at him, and he's laughing at me, like, not laughing and pointing, but he's basically laughing and pointing, because he looks there, looks at me, and starts dying laughing, because he knows exactly what's happening, because I don't do well with fucking, you know, human bodily fucking fluids, especially not other people's puke. I smell it, I see it, I'm puking. It's the worst. Like, I hate that shit. So, oh, and I just saw him, like, look at it, look at me, and just start dying laughing. You look like the friggin' guy from friggin' Goodfellas, dying laughing, Ray Liotta and shit, dying laughing. What car is that? Holy shit, is that a Lexi? Wow, that's a beautiful Lexus. Holy shit. Anyway, so yeah, that was, it was kind of deja vu, fucking, but, you know, this time, you know, because we were talking about it as we're going back and shit, because then after when the boat was going back, I went down to go hang out with my friends, you know, go look at all their fish that they caught, you know, fuck, man, and I caught zero for the fucking year. What a piece of shit fucking fisherman. My grandfather is fucking spitting on me from fucking heaven or wherever the fuck he is right now. He's embarrassed. He's ashamed of me. He's ashamed. Ugh, and I'm embarrassed too, you know. Ugh. My grandfather, my mother's fucking father, he was a fisherman. That was his occupation. And I'm just doing him no justice this fucking year at all. Ugh, I haven't even eaten fish. I refuse to go buy fish until I friggin' catch one myself this year. So no salmon eating for me. No, nothing good. No, that's not true. I had fucking sushi. What a liar. What a liar. Okay, besides friggin' sushi, that don't count, right? That don't count. Sushi is just, even though it's raw fucking seafood, that don't count. So, yeah, yeah, Mr. Professional, I'm a professional, yeah, are you? Go catch me a fish. Yeah, I guess not if my life depended on it. God damn, hold on, let me look at this, hold on. Wow, I got double the pleasure. I got to look at some a booty, but I was looking at something, at a toy that I can't have. maybe next year I'll have a boat, we will see. We will see. All right, it is time for everybody's favorite segment, the top five fuck yous. The top five fuck yous has been brought to you by marijuana. Get it in you. Unless you got a clogged pipe, then you got to work extra hard for it. All right, everyone, let's start this off. We've got fuck you number five. Fuck you number five is going to go to, I'm trying to stay away from it, obviously, politics and all that shit on the Blue Knot Radio Show. The top five fuck yous is going to be here, though, because if I put it on the wake and bake in the morning, then it's always going to be just political bullshit and basically, that's what I'm going to be ranting about anyway on the show. So I'm trying to go a little bit old school with my top five fuck yous. So, but this one I have to throw in. We're not going to make it number one, even though it should be at number one. But we're going to make it number five. G7 Summit. A bunch of fucking hoity-toity fucking world leaders getting together and making a mockery of the fucking world by friggin' making a mockery of themselves. They start off with the elbow bumps and this and that, but then after when they're mingling, they're not distancing, no mask. I don't give a shit, you know, like, it's all bullshit anyway. We all know how I feel, but these fucking cocksuckers are supposed to, like, you know, lead by example. They're not leaders. They're a bunch of fucking morons, a bunch of fucking asshats. They're all asshats. And you know what? And then you can see where our president stands amongst them all. He's at the back. Everyone ignores the poor old man. Oh, the creepy old man. No one even gives a shit about fucking Biden. And that motherfucker is sitting up there talking. He don't know what the fuck he's saying. He's mumbling, jumbling, talking bullshit. I just can't fucking take it. I can't take any of it. They're all sitting there like, oh, this is what we have to do from here on out. Fuck you. I don't agree with it. Most of the world don't agree with it. But why are you doing fucking things that we don't agree with? Oh, we know better. No, you don't. No, yeah, you know better what's for yourselves. Not one of them has the interest of the people of the world at heart. Trust me. Trust me. So just fuck you. Number five goes to the G7 summit. I mean, I just don't know what people are waiting for. Not fucking sending armed fucking drones into these friggin' places with these fucking people. Ugh, no, I'm not saying we should get rid of them, but at the same time, I'm saying we should get rid of them. So this fucking hit does not go out to the fucking people attending the G7 summit with their fucking fake elbows and everything. And then after walking arm in arm, I mean, Biden's fucking basically trying to touch everyone's butt and shit. He's like, I never touched the queen's butt before. And he's trying to sniff her hair. What does the queen's hair fucking smell like? Fucking assholes. I'm so fucking done with it. The fucking horse and pony show, the dog fucking show, the Westminster dog fucking show that we call friggin' politics when they come together, the G7 summit. Shut the fuck up, man. I am done with all the horse shit. I look at these people, they're all fucking clowns. All I see is clowns. A bunch of fucking morons that fucking got birthed into a fucking family that friggin' pushed them into politics. Not one of these fucking people were fucking, you know, at heart a politician or doing anything for the people. Not one of them. They're all fucking assholes. Fuck you. This hit does not go out to any of the fucking people at the G7 summit or even the G7 summit itself. Someone should have fucking made it kablooey and just fucking helped the world out. That's right. That's right. You'd be fucking helping the world. Fuck you fucking assholes. This hit does not go out to you. Yeah, and while I'm talking about it, it's not going after certain people. So, I had a few people from a movement or some organization email me asking if I needed help or if I would be interested in friggin' helping them or helping myself, rather, by you know, quitting smoking marijuana because, you know, if you quit, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it was like a whole fucking thing about something with your neurapses and this and that. I don't fucking know, man. I'm just like some of this hoity-toity bullshit. They're like, oh, you need a magic machine. It will help you. What did it fucking help you do? I don't fucking know. What was some pretend magic? Oh, fuck. Oh, no, you're still here? Woo! I thought I dropped you all. But yeah, I don't know. Some dream machine. I don't know what the fuck. Like, you know, like, listen. Like, this was the whole thing, you know? It's like talking about this and you're not being at your top peak or this and that as a fucking marijuana smoker. I'm like, whoa. Wait. I'm at the top of my game in my field. And I'm a fucking pothead. I smoke 1, 2, 3, like 4 or 5 times a day. Easy, if not more. At least 4 times to 5 times a day. No problems. That's what I do on a daily. Is it good? Probably not. Do I think about it much? No. I mean, it's not all the time. Like Monday through Friday, the weekends when I'm with my kids, I really don't smoke as much because I don't smoke while I'm around them or anything like that. So on the weekends, maybe like 3 times after, like, you know, maybe twice after the one guy goes to sleep, or if I'm going out and about to like Home Depot, I'll sneak a few hits in here, but that's about it, right? So these people are like telling me, oh, you know, you should be doing this because, you know, you'd be so much whatever, you're dropping your IQ or whatever the fuck, some mumble shit they was talking about, some bullshit to me, right? So I go, well, I'm at the top of my game, you know, at the top of my game, at my field, at my age too, you know, I mean, what the fuck, you know? So, and then he's like, well, imagine if you would quit. What am I going to be, fucking Albert Einstein? What am I going to be, Nikola Tesla? That ain't happening. I do not see myself getting smarter or brighter because I friggin' quit smoking. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. Yeah, I hear what you're saying about the friggin' You know, oh, stoners, they're very forgetful, blah, 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 blah. Shut the fuck up. What the fuck you talking about? I'm at the top of my game in my field. What do you mean? Imagine. What? Can I tell you something, too? Like, I was telling the person, I'm like, you know, there are a lot of times that I'm straight-laced and shit, and I get stuck on a project. I'm stuck fixing something. I can't figure out what the fuck is wrong with something. And then I go take a break, you know, and then I introduce some marijuana to the brain. I come back. Oh, and then magically I figure out what the fuck is wrong with it. What are you talking about? Imagine if I freaking didn't smoke. I'd get nothing done. I'd be fucking half stupid. So it's the opposite. And then, you know, when they go after, they're like, oh, well, you know, there are studies that it's either you do a little bit or nothing, or if you do it all the time, then it's just like a normal thing. Yes, that's exactly what it is. I have to. I just have to fucking smoke. I mean, there's so many reasons why I have to fucking smoke, you know? And I know this is going to sound like a cop-out and shit like that, but no. I can't not stop. Because first of all, if I stop, because there's times I fucking stop, and it's like, you know, yeah, I feel fucking good at times. Yeah, I'll have more energy at times. Yes, of course. But that's it. Don't tell me I'm fucking smarter. I'm more. No. That's not fucking true. Oh, no. Oh, you have to quit. And you won't see the effects for 2 years. Oh, shut the fuck up. After 4 months, there's no lingering effects in your body. All right? That's been proven many fucking times. Shut the fuck up. Oh, I'm just so done. I'm done. Like, you don't fucking smoke. I do. Don't tell me how I fucking feel. Okay? Don't tell me you know, especially if you never did it before. You just did it a few times when you were young, and it wasn't for you. Good. I'm glad. I'm glad you knew it wasn't for you. But shut the fuck up and mind your own business when it comes to me. You know? It's like fucking an antidepressant for me. It's a relaxant. I can relax. You know, I don't be getting, you know, it makes me feel fucking just chill. It's my psychologist because, you know, I'm introspective with myself and I see my piece of shit ways and I try to better myself. It's also my vaccine. You know, I take, I'm taking my vaccine shot right now. Here we go. Please. And it's also a coping mechanism. You want me to fucking deal with all you fucking people and shit? Yeah, you better fucking get me some of that fucking weed and shit. The fuck out of here with your nonsense. Oh, God. Imagine if you didn't fucking smoke. Yeah, I'm going to be Albert Einstein, sure. Shut the fuck up. Stupid. Ugh, so fuck you, number four, goes to those two fucking asshole people. I'm sorry if I lost you as fucking listeners, but guess what? Oh, well, I don't think you were listeners. I think you just caught a glimpse of something and then fucking was like, oh, you know, yeah, sniff my asshole, you fucking assholes. Ugh, this hit does not go out to you. Stop trying to tell people what to fucking do. Stop. Don't interfere in my fucking life. Trust me, I'm happy as is. Why would I want to fucking stop smoking? All right, the only thing I need to do is grow it now for myself. But, you know, since I live so close in confines with other people, I don't want to disrespect and make it fucking the whole block smell like friggin' weed or a skunk. I don't need that shit in my life. Maybe a skunk. People say, oh, a skunk, but, you know, for that month that it's going to be budding, I don't know if it's freaking worth it. Or is it 2 weeks? I don't know. Maybe I'll start and then maybe freaking throw it in a closet after. I don't know what to do. But all I know, the only bad part about me smoking is the money that I spend on it. I spend $160 to $200 a week and a half. And that's not all on me. My wife smokes too. We fucking do our fucking thing. We're losers. Whatever. We're losers. Fucking go fuck yourself. Stop fucking judging, you fucking assholes. This hit does not go out to you. Plus, you don't want it because, you know, oh, you should stop. Oh, just get high on life and do this dream machine. Fuck you with a dream machine. You know, it's funny because they say, and I know this, you know, it's like a lot of people that are stoners, they don't dream a lot or dream at all. I still have dreams. I guess I'm the oddity, you know, I'm that friggin' the small percentage of fucking that it doesn't do that shit to you. Yeah, fuck you, assholes. I'm so sick of it. Mind your own fucking business. That's what I fucking think and say. You know what I think? Mind your own fucking business. Take you and your dream machine and shove it up your fucking ass and see what kind of dreams you get then. The fuck out of here. You get the fuck out. Maybe you'll friggin' relax. Here, I got something for you. Smoke some of this weed. You'll relax and fucking leave everyone alone. Mind your own business. Yeah. What was that? Fuck you, number four. Yeah, fuck you, number four to you fucking people. Where are we at? We got the fuck you, number three. So, all right. So, there was this post. This kid, right? Oh, this father was proud of his kid. He's 14 years old. He gets a job at whatever, McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, whatever the fuck it was. I think it was Burger King, right? So he gets a job. And the kid, you know, the kid wants to save his own money to get his own fucking car and, you know, and take care of, you know, do his own shit without having to be a nudge to his fucking parents, right? His parents are probably fucking poor as fuck, you know, blah, blah. But you're not, you got to get your own car. Okay, I'll work for it. The rarity, because these fucking kids don't want to do shit. They just want a handout. I need a car. I think you should give me a car. Like, I fucking spoiled my son. I fucking bought him a fucking car. I got him a fucking, you know, it was like a 10K car used. And, you know, I put some money down, and I got a fucking loan, and I was working two jobs, not because I had to do it just for that, but that's what I was fucking doing for my kid. My kid don't fucking, please, it'd work. He doesn't fucking understand working for your own bills and shit yet. We even pay for it. He's 22. I pay for his fucking phone and his car insurance. Car insurance, I pay at least under my name because it'll save him like $400 a month. You know, that's a fucking, paying $500 or more a fucking month on insurance is a killer. That's a killer, so fuck that. But he don't even pay for the shit that, the rates that we get now. Like, it's just pathetic. My wife is fucking, ugh, gets me so aggravated. This kid is going to be in for a rude awakening when he's got, oh, I just got to save amount and make this amount for rent. But what about everything else? You're going to be fucking paying rent, and you think I'm going to be paying for your insurance, your phone, your food, your fucking, what else? Your laundry bills, your fucking utilities. Oh, you're going to need gas. You're going to need clothes. You got to eat. What other bills? Then you have your whatever other bills you fucking pay for yourself. Plus, you want to go out and hang out with your friends and do shit. Oh, good fucking luck. You're in for a rude awakening, right? So, this kid. Oh, wait. Let me backtrack for a second, though. I don't want to just bash my kid. I've made my kid work since he was, whatever, 16. In high school, he's always did something. Like, I made him work. You know, like, you have your own fucking money. You don't have to pay bills, though, and he just does whatever the fuck all with his money, whatever. You know, you better be, I told him, you better be saving, because when you get your fucking place, wherever you, you know, when you get your career, you know, and it's not going to be in this state, because if you're going to be in sports, guess what? It's going to be tough to be living over here, you know? I mean, we got some sports, but if you ain't doing, like, some of that minor league shit, some of the independent league, or some college shit, or the one of the major, like, New York Yankees, the Mets, the Rangers, the Knicks, if you ain't hitching a ride in one of those fuckers, guess what? You're moving off the fucking island. And, you know, and if you're going to be in New York, it's going to cost you an arm and a leg. Now, you go outside of New York, it's a whole different story. You'll probably get a decent job that you could pay, but you better have money down for your fucking apartment, your house, whatever the fuck you want to do, right? So you better be saving. That's what I told him. And my kid has worked. I mean, even though he complains, oh, my God, I'm going to work. Yeah, for the rest of your life, asshole, we're free-range friggin' tax slaves. Get used to it, bitch. So, unless you're going to fight the power and fucking, you know, or you do something yourself where, you know, like, listen, one of my goals is to get, like, a couple of thousand listeners to this fucking podcast, and I just do this for my fucking rest of my life. Boom. That's unplugging from the friggin' system right there. Ugh, I'll put on fucking 15 shows a week. You give me a fucking break, man. Ugh. But anyway, that's where we're at right now. I'm too busy. So, okay, anyway. This post, the father's proud of the kid. And then the insufferable replies to this post. Most of it is just a bunch of fucking privileged fucking douchebag kids being like, oh, congratulations, given up to the system. You know, taxation is friggin' theft. Oh, yeah, good job.
giving up your life for fucking median money for this and that. Like, it's just like these fucking douchebags, these losers that fucking do nothing, that mooch off either the system or their parents. This fucking kid is doing something good. Yeah, guess what? You want something in life? Yeah, it's unfair. It fucking sucks. You gotta work fucking hard for it. You gotta stop being a fucking loser and fucking begging for the handouts from the system, you communist, socialist, fucking lazy fucking pricks. I tell you, this fucking generation is just so fucking crazy, so fucking lazy. They're just so like, oh, dude. And not, it's not everyone, because I know there's some listeners to this fucking shit that are hard workers, you know? They're young fucking hard workers and shit. But, you know, it's just like, there are some fucking shit. It's just annoying, man. It's like, you really think you're smarter than the previous generation? Like, 50 years ago, 60 years ago, the owner's manuals of cars showed you how to adjust the valves. How to adjust your valves. Fucking kids today don't even know what a valve is. You know, today, the fucking owner's manuals, you know what the owner manuals say? It fucking warns you not to drink the fucking contents of the battery. That's what the owner manual tells you. You go from fucking adjusting valves to fucking don't drink the fucking, why? Why don't you drink the fucking from the battery? I'm so fucking smart. I know everything. Yeah, don't drink the acid inside. Oh, why does it have to have acid? Why can't you just fucking put water in there? And electrolytes. That's exactly where we're going. Idiocracy. Put the electrolytes in there. It'll generate electricity for the fucking battery. See? I'm fucking smart. You fucking assholes. Go fuck yourselves, you fucking pricks. This fucking kid should be an inspiration to you losers, you know? You want to fucking do something, then fucking, you know, do something useful. Go topple the fucking government then, you know? But no, you're too fucking lazy. And you know what? The government can't wait to fucking put you into fucking socialism, communism. They can't wait to fucking do it. But then there goes the workforce. The workforce is not going to be no more. Then this country crumbles like the rest of the fucking world. That's why we can't let that bitch fucking happen. We got to do shit. We got to make shit. We got to work hard. I teach my kid work fucking hard, man. I teach him. He's a fucking weak-ass bitch at times, but at least he does it and shit. He might complain. Oh, Rosemary, it's so tough. People are so oh, I got to go do it. Fucking annoying little bitches. Fucking do something, you cunts. This hit does not go to all out to all those fucking people fucking putting down the 14-year-old kid for fucking working because he wants a car. Sorry, he doesn't want mom and dad to hand it to him because the parents probably can't fucking do it. They can't fucking afford it, so he realizes it, and he's going to fucking do something. That kid's going places. That kid's going places. He's not going to be like you fucking losers. That fucking all those comments on that thread, it was so sad. All I wanted to do was fucking just fucking, I want to go to, you know that scene in Jay and Silent Bob, and if you've never seen it, I think it's Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back, maybe that's the one, and at the end, like, they go in to all the people's houses that friggin' talk shit to them on the internet, and they go to their houses and beat them up. Yeah, that's the great scene at the end of the fucking movie during the credits and shit, or after the credits, or whatever it is. Oh, that's what I wanted to do to all these fucking people. Just go to their house and be like, is this what you said? And just fucking slap them. Push, and then fucking walk away. This hit does not go out to you fucking losers out fucking there. Ugh. Ugh. You fucking pussies. All right. We got that. Fuck you. Number two. You know what fuck you number two goes to? Turkey bacon. That shit ain't fucking bacon. How are you trying to pass turkey bacon as fucking bacon? Oh, it's a disgrace. What a fucking disgrace. My wife was like, oh, you want to try some turkey bacon? And I look behind me. And I looked around me like she was talking to somebody else. I'm like, who the fuck are you talking to? She's like, well, I'm not. At least I'm not asking you for soy bacon, which, by the way, really tastes fucking good. I'm just like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, wash your mouth out with fucking soap. Get the fuck out of the house. Get out of the house and come back with some fucking real bacon. As a matter of fact, just for the fuck of it, get me some of that Oscar Mayer fucking bacon. That's right. I don't even give a shit. Give me some real fucking shit. Get the fuck out of here. Now, I usually be getting better bacon than Oscar Mayer, but just to bring back the fucking, just to take that, the fucking take that taste out of her fucking mouth. Well, turkey bacon's real fucking good. No, it's not. I've had it. I've tried it. She tried to feed me that shit. I said, if you ever try to give me this again, I will flip. I will think you're poisoning me. I will call the police. I'll call the CDC or whatever it is. I was going to call whatever it was, the disease friggin' prevention hotline or the poison hotline. I was going to call that shit and be like, help, my wife's trying to feed turkey bacon to me. Ugh. Yo, turkey bacon is not good. It fucking sucks. All right? Turkey's barely good as it is. Like, if... turkey, if you don't cook it right, fucking sucks. Dry turkey sucks a fucking dick. You know what sucks double dicks? Like double donkey fucking dicks? Turkey bacon. Go fuck yourself with that fucking turkey bacon. Just be ashamed of yourself. Whoever's making turkey bacon, that shit should get drone fucking shot. Get the fuck out of here. It's a healthier fucking, it's healthier than this. Get the fuck out of here. I'm eating bacon. I know the friggin' risks. If you want bacon and you're not eating bacon, like real fucking pork bacon, then you're not. Then you're just a fucking asshole. You're just a fucking asshole. I don't even consider a fucking Canadian bacon bacon. Why are you calling it fucking bacon? Oh, well, that's the cut of the fucking, the cut of the pig. Oh, is it? You fucking hoity. You guys are just like the fucking English with your fucking nose up. Oh, that's the proper term for it. No. No, this is America, bitch. You give me fucking bacon. As a matter of fact, give me fucking double extra crispy fucking bacon from a pig and shit. Not even with that turkey bacon. My wife's like, oh, the soy. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You're married to me. I tell you time and time again, all that soy, all that fake, oh, I can't believe it's not meat. The healthier fucking, the conscious choice, the fake meat, it's not good for you. It's highly processed fucking oils. You're not supposed to eat processed food. You're not supposed to eat fucking oils. The fuck is wrong with you fucking people? Oh, but they're saying it. They're advertising it. Oh my God, if I made something made out of dirt, but somehow fucking made it where it's delicious, where, oh wow, that's a good crunch, and I can get away with it, I'd fucking sell it to you fucking morons. It'd be like, natural from the ground. Oh my God, this is from the earth. Meanwhile, I'm fucking sifting dirt from my friggin' garden and shit. Get the fuck out of here, fucking dummies. Turkey bacon. Fuck you. Turkey bacon. You should be ashamed of yourself. Oh. Oh, it's a healthier choice. You know how stupid that is? That's just fucking dumb. You're fucking frying it either way, stupid. Get the fuck out of here. Oh, it's got less fat. Oh, does it? Does it? Get the fuck out of here. By how many calories? I can see if I'm eating a whole packet of bacon. You know, I'm eating 3 pieces of bacon. What are you going to save me? 50 fucking calories. Are you really? Oh my God. Go fuck yourself with your bullshit. Turkey bacon. Fuck you. Number 2 goes to turkey bacon. This hit does not go out to anyone that makes it or eats that fucking shit. Get the fuck out of here. I told my wife, you ever fucking come home with turkey bacon, I ain't gonna ever fucking, I'm not gonna talk to you for a week. Get the fuck out of here. If I ever see turkey bacon again in this house, I'm gonna friggin', I don't know what's gonna happen. And she's like, oh, okay, soft. Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you, number 2. This hit does not go out to you, turkey bacon, to anyone that makes it and eats it. Fuck you. Eat the real shit or go fuck yourself. Turkey bacon, fuck you. All right. We are down. 2
Fuck you, number one. Fuck you, number one. Goes to me. You know why? Because I'm a non-fisherman motherfucker. Mr. I'm a professional. I'm going to catch me so many fucking fish. You won't believe. I caught a fish this fucking big. Did ya? Did ya? When? When? A couple of years ago? Did ya? You fucking loser. You fucking dummy. Oh, I'm going to get all this gear. I'm going to spend a fucking $1,000 on fucking gear and shit for the car and permits. Oh, my God. And I'm going to make it all back and all the fish I'm going to eat. Are you? How many fish are you going to catch? You're going to catch 100-something fish to make up for that fucking money, you dumb fucking prick. Oh, my gosh. Now, granted, it was government money, government dumb money that they sent to me from fucking Trump and Biden and whatever, all this shit, whatever it was. You know, granted, okay. It's fuck you money. That's just fuck you money, right? Okay.
I'm going to catch so many fucking fish. You can't fucking believe it. I'm gonna have the freezer. I have to get another freezer just to get all the fish in there. Oh, my God.
What a fucking asshole I am. I just have to fucking say it. I am a non-fishing motherfucker. I really am, you know? My fucking ancestors are looking from above in just embarrassment. They're like, we fucking made our fishing poles from friggin' twigs and shit. From, like, nothing. Even some, like, we had some bamboo somehow brought over hundreds of years ago, and we made some fucking, even bamboo. These fucking guys, my fucking ancestors, in the middle of the fucking Atlantic Ocean in the Azores Islands and shit, on little wood boats, friggin' cranking tuna, cranking all sorts of fish. They're fucking out there in little boats surrounding whales and harpooning them and fucking bringing them in. Wow, I can't even talk. They even fucking didn't even matter. You know, they could afford not to talk, to learn even how to talk, because they're bringing in whales and fucking tuna and fucking fish the size of fucking my car to fucking feed towns and villages and shit. Meanwhile, here I am with fucking all this fucking nice, oh, look at this, I got a nice pole and rod reel, oh my God, and I fucking catch nothing. And then, to fucking make up for it, I go on a fucking boat over a fucking wreck. Over a wreck. The lights are on at night. We're at night. And they turn on these big floodlights and you can see the fish. They're everywhere. There's no way I'm not catching fish. And then there's fucking faggot me fucking, oh, someone's puking. Oh, I gotta go run and fucking puke myself. Blech, blech. Now I'm not fishing no more because I'm sick. Deja vu. Fucking pussy, you faggot. You non-fishing motherfucker. You are a land-loving motherfucker. My ancestors are disgusted in me. Ugh. Ugh. You gonna go fishing? Are you, fucking buddy? What are you gonna go do? Sit there and just stare? Oh, look! There's dolphins! They're so magical! My fucking ancestors would have fucking caught their fucking dolphins with their bare hands and fucking take a chunk out of their fucking brains. And be like, oh, I'm fucking smarter. Fuck you with your double fucking brains, you dumb dolphins. Now, you fucking make-believe fucking tuna fish sandwiches just with dolphin meat. That's what my fucking ancestors be doing. They wouldn't be like, oh my God, it's so fucking magical. Oh, let me go catch some fish now. Ugh. Ugh. What a fucking non-fishing motherfucker I am. Look, I can't even fucking take this fucking hit. This hit does not go out to me. So I can't take the fucking hit. Ugh. Unfucking real. Unreal. I'm a fucking fisherman. Are ya? Are ya? Stupid. Then go, where's the fish? Where's the fish? In the water? Yeah, go fucking catch it. Stupid. Ugh. I'm so disappointed in myself. Ugh. fucking Among Us and me. all right, everyone. Thank you for listening. If you want to help me out, share this, or maybe have some ideas for me to get this shit out there, I don't know, email me. BlueNutRadio@gmail.com. I have the one at Proton Mail, but not one person says anything there to that one because it's too much. Just send it, BlueNutRadio@gmail.com. That's fine. That That's fine. I use that for like a lot of my bullshit friggin' online shit anyway, so whatever. You know, it's active, and I do get shit from you people sometimes. A lot of people are like fucking me. I've never fucking wrote to a show or nothing. I've subscribed and I've liked 5 stars, and maybe I fucking have shared like some things that I found interesting. I haven't done that in a while because the things I listen to, nobody's interested in. So, you know, I mean, people are interested in, but you know, they find it themselves. But to find this is rough, you know. So, yeah, whatever, man. I'm just having fun. I'm working my ass off. As a matter of fact, these top 5 fuck yous was during my break. How long have I took break? For 32, 41. All right, whatever. I could take as long as a break as I want. I don't give a shit. Nothing going on tonight. And I've done more work than everyone else. Everyone go suck fucking dicks. No, just not Mr. Meaty. He's fucking tired. Oh, my God. He's so fucking tired. He still hasn't come out of his shell. He's just tired. He's hibernating. Mr. Meaty, he's hibernating. He's just like, he don't want nothing to do with anything. He's just like, give me some of that weed. I'm just going to chill. You better tell your fucking wife to fucking calm down and shit. These 4 nights in a row is rough. Oof, it's not rough. It's just, I'm just surprised I'm still going, man. A lot of guys my age that can't fucking do it. They're just done. They're like, I'm lucky if I get it up once every 2 weeks. I'm lucky if my wife even wants fucking sex from me. Yeah, she don't want it from you. She wants it from somebody, just not from you. She's done with you and shit. So, whatever. Sorry, what can I say? I've got Mr. Meaty. Ugh, but I'm fucking beat. So, the hit wasn't for me before, but this hit goes out to Mr. Meaty because Mr. Meaty has been a fucking champion. I gotta say, I'm impressed. I can't wait to go back to the gym. I can't wait to see what he fucking does next and shit. But this hit goes out to Mr. Meaty because he deserves it. I love you all. You know, like every episode, 5-star it, like it, whatever, share it. I don't know, man. I'm just so out of the loop with so many things. I'm not even paying attention, but I do have to get my shit going. You know, I got a studio microphone because I have an opportunity to do some of these not driving all the time. So, you know, maybe that's perfect for the wake and bakes in the mornings and shit. You know what I mean? So, yeah, you know, I got some plans and shit. But don't forget, the first week and a half of July, I'm not going to be around. I'm going to be fucking driving my ass and my family around doing some vacation shit. So, I don't know, that first week might not have something. I don't even know. Even that last week of June, Mr. Balloonauts really, really has to friggin' do a lot of work before I leave and shit. So, yeah, you might have 2 weeks of nothing. We'll see. Do my best. I love you all. Take care. Until next time, ciao for now.